When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Idea Pro Studios.
Hey, Babos. This is Chatty from Cheers Chatty, India's first and only beer podcast. I'm still on a goat mode, and I wish you all a goat here. This is because I'm still on a Guinness mode, and I'm going to be talking a lot more about Guinness this year. So I'm sure you guys have already heard my first podcast of my experience of drinking Guinness beer. And today I'm going to be talking to you all about seven facts about the beer. The first one. You know, Guinness is actually red and not black. So all you people who think it's a black beer, sorry boss, it's actually red. And you know, this red color of Guinness comes from its roasted malted barley, which is very similar to the coffee beans that are roasted in it. So you look at it closely the next time you pour one and you realize what I'm saying. Again, I would say this, I know the reason why I love red so much. I do love black too, that's my second best color. But yes, at least this proves a lot of things. Second one, you know, when you open a Guinness can, you'll always notice one ball that's floating around it, white ball. Well, that's not a little toy that comes to you, like, you know, just like the way you get in a Kinder Joy to play with. There's a reason for this, and there's a lot of history and pride attached to it as well. You won't believe it, this actually won a technology award in 1991. That's the Queen's Award. So all you startupians who think you create some great tech products, nothing to beat this one. So the story goes like this. When a Guinness can is popped open, a small amount of beer and nitrogen, which is trapped in the bidget, okay? Remember, it's called a bidget, is forced to create some creamy head. So that creamy, that almost soft cake-like head that you find in a Guinness beer, it's caused by this little ball. And it is put there because they want to recreate the experience when you have it straight away from the tap. Because, you know, normally when you have something from the tap, it looks different, it's poured different as against, you know, the way you have it from a can or from a bottle. To keep that consistency and the precision, that's the reason this ball has been inserted. And as I said, it won an award too. The third fact. First, let me tell you, I have turned vegan this year. It's all because of Guinness. And Guinness is a vegan beer. So in 2017, they changed the entire filtration process. You know, they did away with this icing glass. Icing glass, which is a byproduct of fish. So, because there isn't any icing, there's no fish. So now it is officially a vegan-friendly beer. Cheers. I have turned vegan and I request you guys to do the same as well. So we finished three facts. Now it's the fourth one. Before you have a Guinness, go for a Gillette. I'll tell you why. Because every year, 1,60,000 pints of Guinness beer is lost in facial hair. So all you men out there, you know, who drink Guinness with this mustache and this beard look, everyone across anywhere and everywhere you see them has this beard and these mustache. You guys are wasting your Guinness as well. In fact, do me a favor. If you want to keep your beards, don't have a Guinness, because they're doing a disservice to Guinness. So in 2000, Guinness actually did a little study, you know, like a research, and found that an estimated 1,62,719 pints of Irish stout go waste because of the facial hair. Wow. 0.56 milliliters of Guinness is trapped in a beard or mustache with every sip. Oof. And it takes about 10 sips to finish one pint. So you can do your math and figure it out. That's the reason I say it's good to have a shave before that. Go have a Gillette. Grab one of those first before you grab a Guinness. Just trying to think. If Anil Kapoor, you know, has Guinness, how much he must be wasting? Sin, pure sin, man. Never forget that man. Well, now to the fact number five. You know, it's not just opening a Guinness and saying, oh, I'm having one. There is a science and there's an art to even pouring one. It has a six-step art form that involves 1 minute, 59.5-second break. Wow. So I'll tell you how it is. So the proper Guinness pouring process begins with a cool dry glass. Yeah. Then you hold the glass at a 45 degree angle beneath the tap spout, which is also again for all beers. You know, you don't hold it straight and pour one. You have to hold it at a 45 degree. Then you pull forward the handle and let the stout flow, filling it up till you reach 0.75 inches below the top of the glass. Let it settle for precisely 119.5 seconds. Wow. It's like crazy, man. That's 60, that's almost like 2 minutes. Bring the glass to a 45 degree angle again. Push the handle backward this time until the head is just proud of the glass. Like you have to be really precise in this, okay? You can't go wrong. Don't let it overflow. And never, and I mean never, never ever use a spatula to level the head. You do that, I'm going to take the spatula and hit it on your head. But that's like cardinal sin that you're committing out here. So that's how you pour a Guinness. Yeah. So it's all just about like taking one and pouring it and, you know, chugging it. Like I said in my first episode of the year, there are beers and there is a Guinness. Know the difference. Sixth one. This is the second last one. Like, you know, I did this Instagram reel saying that there's a connection between Guinness beer and Guinness Book of World Records. And I said I'm going to be covering it in my next podcast. So this is the story behind it. Guinness beer is actually connected to the Guinness World of Records. So in 1951, the managing director of Dublin's Guinness Brewery, Sir Hugh Beaver, had a pub argument about the fastest game bird in the UK. The conversation prompted the idea of a reference book about all the superlatives debated in pubs. And a few years later, my dear Babus, the first Guinness Book of World Records was published in 1955. So this is a record-breaking beer, and this is how it established the ultimate superlatives of records as well, with its name. Finally, last but not the least, the seventh fact about Guinness. Arthur Guinness, who's the founder of Guinness beer, he had 21 children. Wow. I think there must be something about the beer that he brewed. So he married Oliver Whitmore, and with whom he had 21 children. 10 of the Guinness offspring survived into adulthood. He worked through his 70s supervising the Dublin Brewery with the assistance of his three sons. He died in 1803, but his legend obviously lives on. So if you ask for an Uncle Arthur in Dublin, you'll get a perfectly poured pint of Guinness. And now you also know how you need to pour one, which I have covered in the fact number 5. So Babus, these are my little facts, 7 facts about Guinness. I hope you like them. If you have more and you want to share with us, you're most welcome. Cheers Cherry podcast is made for more and many more beer drinkers. Please take good care of yourselves, be good to the world, and have a goat here, the greatest of all times. Don't forget to follow us on our podcast and social media channels. Cheers, Babus.